talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
This is home. Now I'm fine.
Afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Switchfoot with This Is Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And thanks to our today's show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with the home theme song. And if you would if you have a favorite home theme song you'd like us to play at the beginning of our radio show, just visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and make a request. And we will send you a Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt in addition to playing your request. Well, in addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, coming up one weekend from today, April 22nd and 23rd, Saturday and Sunday, next Saturday and Sunday, at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be hearing from interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby, along with Jay Valk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston, and also Alexandra Florin with Alexandra Florin Interiors. And all three of these companies, in addition to several others, are part of the Mount Pleasant Design Center. And they've recently, all of these different companies have come together under one roof. And we're going to be hearing all about that. And then also we'll be talking to the folks at Shelf Genie and also AGM, a great wholesale natural stone company in town. Well, I did mention that 1 week from today, we've got the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on. A lot to take in for one weekend. Let me try to, in a very quick fashion, give you kind of a snapshot. To begin with, going on a week from today at this very hour from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd, we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and we've got six custom-built private residences that are opening their doors to the public on Daniel Island. It's very easy to drive around to all of these different locations. We only sell 400 tickets for this home tour, and this is our sixth year of doing it. The tour always sells out. We always have to turn people away. They come to Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, where the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival is taking place, where you pick up your tickets for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and people beg us to sell them tickets, and we don't want to overwhelm the neighborhoods on Daniel Island, so we have to turn them away. So get your tickets now. We're about a little over 1/4 of the way sold. So we've sold over 100 tickets of the 400 that we sell. So you can buy them in advance for $25 at DanielIslandHomeShow.com, DanielIslandHomeShow.com, or if we do have any available on Saturday, the day of the home tour, it'll be $30. So save a couple bucks and get your tickets in advance. And the home tour is to benefit the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. Well, also going on a week from today, as we speak, will be Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival. So in addition to the home show we've got going on at Volvo Car Stadium, there's also going to be a craft beer festival. And so for one price, $25, attendees will receive a craft beer passport, and that entitles them to sample over one dozen local and regional craft beers in a commemorative mug. They also get, they're also treated to sizzling tacos and sliders that are grilled backyard style on big green eggs. And there's also going to be guest chef grilling demonstrations going on. And the Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival happens Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon to 5 p.m. each day. And you can get tickets for Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival at asnappyevent.com or danielislandhomeshow.com. And then, oh, by the way, we have a home show going on. We've got almost 100 of the best A-list local contractors that are giving up their weekends just for you. They're going to be setting up their temporary showrooms at Volvo Car Stadium underneath the seating on the stadium concourse. And so everything is protected from the elements. It's shaded. And, you know, it's the home show happens on Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd, rain or shine. So you definitely want to come out to the show, whether the weather is good or not good. And like I said, everything is covered and protected from the elements. We've also got the home show happy hour, and that's taking place next Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m., so if you are taking the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, or if you just want to stop by the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival between 5 and 8 on Saturday, $5 will buy you a wristband and entitle you to craft beer and wine. And also, all of the vendors have got catered food at their booth, so that's really cool. And someone local is going to win a $20,000 backyard makeover. Visit danielislandhomeshow.com, danielislandhomeshow.com, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Mount Pleasant Design Center, located at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors and Design. How you doing, Bobby Joe?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. First of all, thank you very much for hosting today's radio show, having us out to the Mount Pleasant Design Center. Tell everybody about the Mount Pleasant Design Center.
The Mount Pleasant Design Center is a new concept here in town where we have combined several companies together under one roof, under one space. So anyone that is redecorating, remodeling, building, they can come here and find resources under one roof that can help them with their project.
Gotcha. And Domain Interiors is one of several companies that are here at the Mount Pleasant Design Center. Talk about some of the other companies that people can find here.
Well, we share our space with Classic Kitchens of Charleston and Charleston Plank Floors. Mm-hmm. So we have kitchen, cabinetry, bathroom, cabinetry, and hardwood flooring. And we also have a large sample area for fabrics, rugs, some furniture, things like that people can come and look through.
Mm-hmm. And then there are a couple other interior designers that
yes.
also call this home?
Yes, we have offices upstairs where we house Alexandra Florin Interiors and Lauren Messina Interiors, mm-hmm. as well as a local furniture manufacturer and a couple builders.
Good deal. So people can come to the Mount Pleasant Design Center. Domain Interiors and Design, your company, has a nice little space here with a lot of of items on display. Talk about that a little bit. What you Domain Interiors typically has on display.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of everything. We have some upholstery, seating, some case goods, other furniture. We do a lot with fabric. We have a really beautiful selection of hard to find fabrics. Not your run of the mill stuff. More designer-oriented fabric. And we're also a designer-friendly space, so we have other designers that shop here as well. And we carry, we have rug samples, artwork, and gift items as well, accessories, jewelry, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. how does, you're an interior designer by trade, and so you're able to offer some of the special items that you curate yourself that for people's homes, and then you also can help them with the existing furnishings that they have in their home and really kind of take their home to a whole nother level in terms of how it's presented.
Yeah, that's correct. So sometimes, you know, we have people come in and maybe they walk by because they're going to a business next door, and they pop in and they say, oh, I have a chair that needs to be recovered or reupholstered, and we help them with that. And then they come back because then they decide they're going to redo their dining room, or they're going to, you know. So it's no project is too small, you know, or we work with people that just come in and they have an idea of, you know, I just want to redo, you know, my entire living room. Mm-hmm. And I have a budget, and we can work within that budget. So it's no project too big or too small.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And we always encourage people to use an interior designer as much as possible for their home. And if they really, you know, if they really want their home to look like $1 million, you want your home to look like, you know, some of the rooms that or homes that you see in the National Shelter magazines, all of those people used an interior designer to assist. And some people just are not totally used to the process of hiring an interior designer. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So all designers work differently, but in general, what you're going to get is someone who has been doing this for quite a while, can help you avoid making expensive mistakes. In the long run, what you would pay an interior designer for their hourly fee, or maybe it's a commission on purchases or something, like depending on how they structure it, you're going to end up probably saving money because you aren't making those expensive mistakes and buying the wrong things or painting the wrong paint color. And it's always important when I work with a client, I don't like to do things piecemeal. We can do it in phases, but I think it's important to have an overall plan. Mm-hmm. So you know exactly what you're going to do in the future, even if you don't do it all right then. Mm-hmm. Because you want to make sure everything's kind of cohesive and it flows, and then of course you have to stay within budget.
Are you going to push your personal style on a homeowner, or how does that work?
Well, we have to be, like, for me personally, I have to be able to relate to what my client wants, but part of the reason they hire me, I think, is because they do like my style, and you can see my aesthetic when you come in the showroom here at the Mount Pleasant Design Center. They like, it's a little more colorful, a lot of texture, some pattern, a little bit of a modern coastal vibe, and so that is what people are drawn to, but it's not necessarily that they want to do, you know, exactly what I would do. But I will tell you, most of the time, when it comes down to it and they have a hard time making a decision about design choices, we always say, well, if it was my house, this is what I would do. And that usually helps them make the final decision, because mm-hmm. I do tell them, you know, because when they can't decide, it's just, if this was my house, this is how I would do it. And so far that's worked out pretty good.
But ultimately, hiring an interior designer, you're going to get, the end result will be something much better than what that homeowner would have been able to do on their own.
Absolutely. We just finished a project, a remodel over off of Mathis Ferry in an older neighborhood. And we worked with the homeowner to redo her living room, powder room, mud room, kitchen. And she is just ecstatic because, she, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time hours-wise doing it. You know, there wasn't a large design fee for her, and we actually helped her save money in several ways with our contacts and our wholesale pricing. So she can't say enough good things about how her house would never look the way it looks mm-hmm. now if it wasn't for interior designer. In fact, I think her powder room is in your latest issue of the magazine mm-hmm. in the spring issue, and it's she has the painted floor tiles in there from Merce Studios, which is one of the lines we represent here.
I don't know if this is a good comparison. I always tend to use it, but it's almost like when you go and get your hair done, you get compliments and you say, "Oh, thank you." And, mm-hmm. and you didn't have anything to do with it except sitting there. And it was the person cutting your hair that did all the heavy lifting. And they're the ones that are making you look good. And that's what an interior designer does.
Right. Because an interior designer has a seasoned eye. They're going to see those things that could be potential mistakes or flaws, space plan, function of the room. You know, making sure there's a good balance of scale and pattern in the room. And they're also going to be the ones that are going to come in and put those finishing touches on it, those designer touches, which I think is a huge part of any space. You can look at something that a room that just has, could be a beautiful room and it has some beautiful furniture put in it, maybe a pretty rug, a couple pieces of art. But if you don't have those lamps and accessories and those kind of pieces, that's what gives it the high styled look like you see in the shelter magazines. Mm-hmm. And that's what a designer can do for you. And that's one of the services we offer here as well, is a styling service. And we just, sometimes that's all we do with a client mm-hmm. is, you know, maybe their house is already done, it's beautiful, but they just need those finishing touches. So we'll come in and help them with that.
Right, right. One of the biggest, besides making your house look better than you could do on your own, is avoiding the costly mistakes. And even when it comes to choosing paint colors, something as simple as that is very complicated. There's so many choices, and you choose the color, the painting contractor you're paying to paint your house puts it on the wall, and then you don't like it, and then you have to pay the paint contractor a second time. They're not going to do it for free.
No, they aren't. So yeah, that's one thing we do quite a bit too, is a simple color consultation. We charge by the hour for that, and you can get quite a bit done in an hour usually. And we come out with our paint samples, and we work with the homeowner and come up with some color options. Sometimes they are able to make that decision right on the spot with you, but sometimes we leave you with a couple of options, and then you can it's always a good idea to leave your color swatches maybe up on the wall or where you want to paint for a couple days, so you can see them in different lights. Mm-hmm. If it's a cloudy day, it's going to look totally different on a sun-drenched day, and you know, different times of the day, that color will look different.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Domain Interiors and the Mount Pleasant Design Center?
Well, you can find us at 767 Coleman Boulevard, and we're right next to Red Drum Restaurant, in between the subway and the 6 Mile Antique Mall. And there's a very popular little alteration shop next door that mm-hmm. seems like everybody in town goes to. And we are also on the web at www.domainmtp.com. And we are on Instagram daily, as well as Facebook.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors and Design inside the Mount Pleasant Design Center. Thanks so much, Bobby Joe.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the Mount Pleasant Design Center, located at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston, one of several companies that you'll find inside the Mount Pleasant Design Center. How you doing, Jay?
Great. Yourself, Tim?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
Well, Classic Kitchens of Charleston has been around for about 5 years now, actually. This May will be our fifth year.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And we recently moved into the Mount Pleasant Design Center, which is at 767 Coleman Boulevard, just before Red Drum on the right-hand side if you're heading towards Sullivan's Island. And it's a great conglomerate of businesses that come in here, and we've got kitchen vignettes, we've got flooring on the floor, so you can actually see what it'll look like in your house, and then there's plenty of furniture to take a look at, and There's interior designers in here. There's a builder upstairs. There's a roofer in here. There's just it's a lot of people, a lot of good energy here.
Yeah, and definitely that old cliche about it being a one-stop shop. A homeowner that might be building a new house or maybe doing a big remodel, they can knock several things off their list by coming to the Mount Pleasant Design Center, including the flooring. We've got classic kitchens of Charleston plank flooring that is here, and they've got lots and lots of great samples. The big wide plank flooring, and then of course classic kitchens of Charleston, and kind of take our listeners on a virtual tour of your space here.
Sure. When you come into the showroom here, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 vignettes, so to speak, and each vignette is basically a different style of cabinet. We have an inset cabinet vignette. We have a overlay. We have a European style overlay, which is a frameless cabinet. We have actually two of those. We've got tons of different countertops to look at. We've got the Cambria, which is provided by Palmetto Surfacing. We've got a walnut top that we made ourselves. We've got granite in here. And the backsplashes, too. We've got lots of nice backsplashes, which were provided by Buchanan Brothers. So when you come in, there is a room, a corral, so to speak, with three different areas, two with ranges, one with a sink, and then there's an island in the center, which actually we're sitting at right now, which has the farmhouse sink and the gooseneck chrome faucet, and there's a light above it, which was provided by Carolina Lanterns. So,
yeah, and looking around, I see for the cabinets that Classic Kitchens of Charleston has, lots of grays and whites, very, very, very popular in Charleston.
It is, yeah. We've got there's something else that we've got is it's a quarter sawn oak. And it's a gray stain, and it's actually this island that's in here. So you actually get to feel the texture of the wood, see the texture of the wood, and it's got a lot of movement in it. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a big push with designers and what I'm getting spec'd out on towards this kind of a rustic driftwood feel.
So is this more of a stain than a paint?
It is, yeah. The paint, just covers up the grain, just like here to our right is you don't see the grain. It's on top of a maple. But this is actually a stain that you can, touch and feel actually the grain.
Nice. And I will never, ever get tired of closing a drawer with those nice soft close drawers.
That's right. Yeah, that's pretty standard in the industry now. Everybody's doing the soft closed, door and drawer.
But there's plenty of people out there and lots of people listening today that do not have those soft closed drawers. Or the soft close hinges on the cabinet doors, and if you've never experienced that, you're used to closing your drawer or cabinet doors, kind of softly because now you can just kind of push it
or you hit it with your hip. That's what a lot of people do. You kind of hit it with your hip and kick it closed. So
definitely one of those nice things that when people are upgrading their kitchens, they will be treated to and. Does Classic Kitchens of Charleston, do you folks do more new construction or remodel projects?
It's 50-50. I mean, in years past, it was more remodel and less new build, and now the new builds are just so strong, it's got to be about 50-50. Mm-hmm. And we kind of specialize in people that just come in off the street, essentially, and say, we live out of town, we've got a house at Sullivan's or Isle of Palms, and we're redoing it, and come out and take a measure, and that's kind of... do a lot of that, and then we work with a lot of good builders in town too that send us the plans, and I meet with the homeowner and we kind of hash things out that way.
What if a homeowner just has a list of items that they want in their new kitchen, but they're not quite sure about how it all gets laid out and so forth? Is that something Classic Kitchens of Charleston can help with?
Absolutely. So if you had a quote-unquote wish list or some pictures that you would like to see your kitchen look like, some dream pictures, so to speak, we'll help you look at the plans that you have or the space that you have and find the best way to implement all of those pieces that you want in that kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And talk about the process. You mentioned some people might just kind of pop in off the street, but from start to finish, like how long typically would it take to maybe get a new kitchen in a remodel situation?
Well, there's a lead time. Typically, cabinetry lead time is about 5 to 6 weeks. And then there's the planning side, which if you're not too particular or you have all your ducks in a row, so to speak, you can knock that out in really a couple of days. And then once the cabinetry is ready, you know, we'll put it in for you. And that takes a few days, too. So really start to finish, you could have a good handle on things in about 6 weeks.
And Classic Kitchens of Charleston, would you folks be able to help with if they wanted to choose a particular countertop, or would they go to a countertop fabricator separate from that?
We don't do any countertops. We just do the cabinetry, but I know several fabricators in town that I can point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And talk about the brands of cabinetry that Classic Kitchens of Charleston offers.
Well, we have three main brands. We have six brands altogether, six lines, so to speak. But we have three that we do the majority of our business with. One being Medallion Cabinetry, which they offer an inset and a full overlay. The second one being Executive, who's actually made here in South Carolina. And they are a frameless cabinet, which means there's no face frame. And the third one is Schlabel. It's a Amish company out of Ohio, and it's complete custom. It is as custom as you could ever imagine it being.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
Really, Mr. Google will tell you all you need to know. If you Google Classic Kitchens of Charleston, it'll direct you to our website or to our house page, which shows a lot of our portfolio as well.
Mm-hmm. And I did want to mention that Domain Interiors and Design, and also Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you folks were involved in the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League Designer Show House.
That's right, yeah.
I believe today is going to be the last day that it's open. So if you haven't been able to walk through the Designer Show House, you still have a little bit of time today to do
that. Yeah, and it's definitely worth the price of admission, so to speak. It is a very unique house, and it is appointed beautifully.
And what was Classic Kitchens of Charleston's role?
We did the kitchen, and we did the master bath, and I believe we did another bathroom on the third floor.
Okay, yeah. Good deal. And do you ever get people who are maybe interested in buying cabinetry for other places of the home rather than just the kitchen and bathroom?
Oh, all the time. Laundry rooms, mud rooms, built-ins around the fireplace, so to speak. Obviously, bathrooms. So, yeah, we do. If it's cabinetry, we'll certainly take a look at it.
Good deal. So they can find Classic Kitchens of Charleston on the web, and also here at the Mount Pleasant Design Center, located at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant.
That's right. Or you can call us at 843-991-4207.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jay Vock with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the Mount Pleasant Design Center, located at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with interior designer Alexandra Florin with Alexandra Florin Interiors. How are you doing, Alexandra?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Alexandra Florin Interiors.
Well, Alexandra Florin Interiors is a residential interior design firm. We've been in the Lowcountry since 91, and we've been in business in Mount Pleasant since 2006. So, okay. Longtime residents, and we love it here.
Well, good deal. Well, how do you help homeowners?
I think that the most important thing that we do as designers, as an industry, is to get the homeowner's focus refined and give them a sense of what their style is and help them cultivate that style and then make it work into a functional space for them so that they get the best of both worlds. They get a functional design, but that it was created for them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And it must be a challenge when you're working with homeowners maybe that they're afraid of making the wrong decision, for example.
Well, those are the homeowners that we really like to work with, because when someone's unsure, it's really when we can do our job best. Mm. We our firm is actually known for being able to imagine what you can imagine for yourself and then to be able to make it into your reality. Mm-hmm. So we love to work with someone who really hasn't made a decision or seems to lack a focus about what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with homeowners maybe who have never worked with an interior designer before?
I would say that most of our current clients have never worked with a designer.
Have never worked?
They're buying a property that they've always dreamed of. They are loving to moving into the new area, and they want to make that home wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And it's a great time to call on a professional so that you don't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me if this is accurate. Do you, people who have worked with an interior designer in the past, when they have another project coming up, they wouldn't try to do that project without working with an interior designer again because of that experience that they've had, that good experience?
Absolutely. About half of our client base are people who are return clients. Mm-hmm. We did their home 10, 15 years ago, and now we're doing another home for them. Or we do a lot of projects out of the area. We're working on a project now in Jacksonville. One of our clients from 15 years ago moved down there and bought an estate and wants us to come in and redo it for them because they did learn it was so easy mm-hmm. to hand it to us the first time around that it's absolutely to their benefit to let us do it again for them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a new home that we're starting over for a return client, and sometimes it's just that next room that they want to work on.
Right, and the reality is, and nobody thinks about this at all, you know, like if you're building a new house, you've got a vision of what it's going to be like when it's all done, and you're sitting around the living room with your family, or you're entertaining friends in the beautiful new kitchen. Everybody has that vision of what it's going to be like, but the reality is, the outcome of a project, whether it's new construction or remodeling, is not guaranteed. It's certainly possible, and there are cases where people have maybe cut corners or maybe gotten free advice from the showrooms, and you're talking to a tile person. Do you think this will go with my cabin or the lighting and their focus is the tile and so they're relying on free advice and then when all is said and done and all the money is paid and everything's installed and the contractors are gone, they have some regrets and they wish that they had done this or that. And working with an interior designer, you take away that possibility of the outcome not being what you want it to be.
Well, I would agree with that. I think that what you said early on about you as a new homeowner or buying that new property that you're just so excited about creating your space for, you imagine a feeling that you get there. You mentioned things that you're going to do with your family and entertaining. And so you imagine what you're doing there, and mm-hmm. you're imagining how you feel there. And when you express that to us and we can understand what that feeling is that you want to have in your new space and what those activities are that you want to easily flow in your new space, then we can make that look happen, and we can make those activities function very smoothly for you. And so that's where I think the real expertise of a professional comes in, mm-hmm. That you know what you want to feel or do, and we know what ends up looking like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and most people want to snap their fingers and have the whole thing, the project be finished and completed, and the reality is it's going to be kind of a long haul, and you might as well try to enjoy it as much as possible. It is a stressful experience when you're building a new house or you're going through a remodel, and an interior designer can really help to take away that stress.
Yes, a good interior designer really should just at the very beginning, you hand them the keys, and really that's all you do. Once you've decided that you like the plan, we have a wonderful interview on our website from a former client who expresses that literally he said yes, and then he never did another thing. Mm-hmm. Because our firm handles it all. We handle working with the general contractors. We handle working with the subcontractors. Our clients really don't do anything except for hand us the keys.
Mm-hmm. And approving what it is that you're selecting.
Well, that's right. That happens early on. Once they've seen the plan and they say, yes, we love this, or, you know, we love this, but we want to change this little fabric, or, you know, we make our little tweaks that make it perfect for them. And then, but once that plan is approved, it's our job to do it. And our clients go off and enjoy their lives.
Give me an example of someone who might call Alexandra Florin Interiors for something small and also maybe something really big.
Well, like I said, we're working on an estate in Jacksonville right now that's a complete gut. It's an intercoastal property that the owners wanted to completely redo. It was an early 1980s build. And so everything needed to be redone, and a small addition as well. So we do things like that. We do just plans quite a bit, actually, in areas locally on the peninsula and in the Old Village, where people are going in and they just want to have a plan of action, and then they want us to hand it over to them and let them run the project. And we do everything something as simple as selecting new lamps for someone.
Mm-hmm. Or paint colors, for example?
Yes, we do paint color consultations. We do wall covering consultations. And then if the client wants us to then implement those paint colors and wall coverings, then we have them all installed.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a warning to our listeners, if you hire an interior designer like Alexandra Florin, it is addictive. You will feel like you can't live without them. You can't make a decision without consulting them. And so you, more than likely, you'll end up with having a long relationship with that interior designer that you hire. But Alexandra, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Alexandra Florin Interiors.
Well, online, you can find us at designafi.com. Locally, we're at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Right now, we are at the Design Show House downtown at 36 Society Street. And you can always find us at Design AFI on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Alexandra Florin with Alexandra Florin Interiors. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Shoshana?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Take a moment, Shoshana, and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Everything about Shelf Genie to everybody. Okay. Shelf Genie is the best solution to keep existing cabinets and accessorize it to be more functional while improving the value of the home and day-to-day use. Mm-hmm. We definitely make the kitchen and the linen closet and the bathroom under sink areas and pantries much easier to use. But the other thing that people really love about Shelf Genie is they get a designer, and that would be me in Charleston, to come in and go through their space with them, how things are stored, and get a fresh set of eyes to see perhaps how things could be stored differently, maybe move them around where they're used most, maybe by height. Our glide outs hold over 100 pounds, so we can take the real heavy stuff and put it on the top mm-hmm. with full extension so you can still see everything on that shelf. Those are some of the highlights of what's been going on. And I think some of the other pieces that keep reoccurring in year four of working with the company is that everything is designed to measure the exact space. There's really no solution on the store shelf that perfectly fits an area for the right use mm-hmm. and a quality product that's warranted that somebody else will install on top of it all. Because while the normal glide out or drawer heights for slide out drawers is about 2 inches, we can go as high as 11 inches. So we can use different heights for different functions and create drawers and spaces where there were no drawers, but also have your well-known glide outs and areas for pots and pans that just need to pull out.
Mm-hmm. So Shelf Genie, you folks sell and install the pull-out drawers that a lot of people may not have in their kitchen if they have maybe an older kitchen or older existing cabinetry. They might just have regular stationary shelving under in their base cabinets, right?
And a lot of the newer homes in the developments, people don't have options to get glide-out shelving. So they have to take what they can get from the builder to get the house completed, and then I go in after the fact and help improve the space for them.
How do the pull-out shelves help a homeowner make a homeowner's life any easier?
Well, most people over the age of, over the age of 40, they are tired of standing on their head to look under things and get down low and reach back in, and they would like to pull out a shelf and have access to the items that they store. That's typical. There are a lot of younger people too, but certainly over 40, that's more the crowd that I see mostly. And in pantries where sometimes you have a 12-inch shelf, but you have a 24-inch closet. So it's terrible use of space where we can put a full depth glide out into that space. We can go as deep or as wide as 44 inches. And every one of our glide outs will hold over 100 pounds warranted parts and labor.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have pull-out shelves, then and you've got items stored underneath your base cabinetry, if they're way in the back, you may have to get in your hands and knees and reach into the darkness and try to find out whatever you are looking for, versus Shelf Genie comes in your house and installs the pull-out shelves, and it's very, very easy just to lean down, pull out that shelf, and everything is accessible to you right there.
Exactly.
Well, good. I guess my biggest concern would be, are the Shelf Genie pull-out shelves, are they going to be strong enough to, you know, you pots and pans and iron frying pans and mixers and things like that, even glass bowls tend to, you know, maybe some of your casserole dishes and stuff. You start piling those on, and that's a lot of weight. What's the limit to?
So we warranty parts and labor for over 100 pounds, and it's very unusual that anybody would have 100 pounds in their pullout, but they could. Uh-huh. I've done some areas under stairways where they've gone nearly 44 inches deep and about 30 inches wide, loaded with cans. That gets really heavy. And years later, I haven't received a phone call, so I think it's working.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you refer to the Shelf Genie pull-out shelves as glide-outs?
Yes, that's our term.
And does it that implies that it's nice and smooth and easy? Is that
yes,
correct?
It's a full extension rail. It's zinc coated steel with self lubricated ball bearings, and there's a melamine bottom which doesn't scratch, stain, or warp. And then we can either do a 7-ply birch, which is our most commonly sold, or we can do a solid birch.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And who is a typical Shelf Genie customer?
Well, certainly anybody that has trouble bending down, that's huge. If they've had any kind of knee or back issues, that's huge. Certainly anybody that wants help to reorganize and have better access to all of their kitchen items. And certainly people who need to make better use of their space. Sometimes we can actually double the space by putting these in and refiguring how things are stored.
Mm-hmm. Some people may have fairly happy with their current kitchen and the cabinetry configuration. So they're not looking to replace the cabinetry or do a big remodel. And so it sounds like this would be a nice, easy option versus as opposed to remodeling your kitchen.
Exactly. And I have a handful of clients who want to refinish cabinets and perhaps repaint or refinish and do Shelf Genie. And it still saves them a lot of money from tearing everything out and putting everything back in new.
You mentioned installing Shelf Genie glide-out shelves like in a space underneath the staircase. What are some of the other unusual or not usual places that people will have Shelf Genie install shelves?
Right. So definitely under the stairways. And we have people who can actually cut the drywall and create this space, put in a door, and have this almost this whole little area that they never had before. I've had people take pantry doors off of the pantry, and we've lined up a whole section vertically with glide-out drawers. So we use a deeper product, you know, what we would call one of our deeper drawers versus the narrow, thinner ones. Mm. It uses the space differently. I have also, in my own hall closet, from the floor, I have three glide-outs that I use to put my shoes on when I come and go.
Okay.
So for me, that's awesome because I can't stand all the piles of shoes.
Right, right. Instead of having a big basket with your shoes thrown
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And we've also done some under bar areas, whether it's a regular cabinet or under a bar sink, because we can cut out like a U-shape to go around the P-trap of the drain. And we can cut out areas to, you know, fit, you know, you don't have to lose so much depth by cutting a little area out and making spaces for things in areas that may not have otherwise been usable.
Will having the Shelf Genie glide out shelves, will that help improve your kitchen in terms of the value?
Definitely. When people are walking into kitchens now, the more the merrier.
Uh-huh. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
There is an 800 number. That's probably the easiest way to make a phone call. Or go to shelfgenie.com/Charleston, and then you get the local market. Or call 888-491-6191 and speak to a representative. We have a very friendly staff that answers all the questions and sets up the appointments. Or go to the website. There are lots of ways to see how we can help you improve the quality of the kitchen.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. Thanks so much, Shoshana.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Emily Griffin with AGM Imports. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Emily, take a moment and tell everybody about AGM Imports.
So AGM Imports is a natural stone wholesaler. However, we have just introduced two new lines of quartz. The AGM branch in Charleston has actually been around for a little over 10 years now. So bringing in the quartz line was something new for us, being that we have been in the business of natural stone for essentially over 20 years with the whole entire company. So.
Describe what quartz looks like as a material.
Quartz is an engineered stone. It is natural stone that has been crushed and then is mixed with resins. Essentially, those resins are going to fill in all the pores, so it makes it a non-porous material. It's engineered to achieve the look of marble, which is something that has become very popular with a lot of homeowners in the area. Most people like the look of marble, but they don't like the maintenance of marble. These quartz slabs are going to offer both mm-hmm. the look and the functionality.
So it's kind of looks kind of like a white gray kind of look to them.
Yes, the quartz line that we brought in, we have Polar Stone and we have Teltos. We are choosing colors from both of those lines that either represent a marble, generally speaking, white and gray. We have some that do have some of the warmer tones in them. Then we're just doing either a solid white or we'll have some solid grays. We're keeping it very natural. We're not bringing in wild colors like mm-hmm. reds and blues. So.
And tell me if this is correct, but it seems like using quartz as a countertop material kind of came from people wanting to put marble in their kitchen, but they didn't want to worry about maybe leaving a wine glass and it staining the marble in the kitchen, or maybe if you're cutting something, marble is a softer material, so you could gouge it with a knife, perhaps.
Yeah.
And so that's typically marble is used more in the bathroom area, where you're not going to have those kinds of impacts on your countertops. But people love the look of marble; they wanted it in the kitchen. And that's where the quartz material kind of came from?
That is honestly the sole reason why AGM looked to bring in a quartz line. More and more often now, homeowners are choosing to put marble in their kitchen. It's beautiful stone. As long as they are aware of how the material is going to wear over a period of time and are comfortable with the marble and the properties that come with having a marble in your countertop, especially with the kitchen, and seeing just more acids and more substances in the kitchen that are going to cause issues. You don't see, obviously, near as many in the bathroom. So that's essentially why we brought in the quartz.
Does the quartz material, does it look man-made, or does it look completely natural?
We are very impressed with the two lines that we carry. We've taken samples, even when we first brought in the Polar Stone. That was the first brand that we brought in. And we were showing samples to fabricators who work with marble every day, and they were fooled. So we've been very happy with the way that this looks. And we do have the capability of honing the quartz, which takes it one step further to really looking like real marble.
What does that mean, honing?
Honing is when you take a polished finish, give it a matte finish. When you actually hone a real marble, you're essentially etching the entire surface. That's the major issue with a real marble. It's when acids react with the countertop. Mm-hmm. They'll leave little dull spots. Over a period of time, a marble can hone the entire counter. So when we have a homeowner that is looking for marble in the kitchen, as a rule of thumb, we generally will advise that they hone their marble. Mm-hmm. Just from a maintenance standpoint, the etching can really actually drive homeowners crazy.
Because if it's got a high polish on it and certain spots start to hone, then it looks shiny in some areas and looks dull in some areas.
Yes, and if the light hits it just right, you can really see it.
Right.
Seeing that contrast between the polished and the honed.
Gotcha.
Honing, honestly, the matte finish is becoming popular even with granite. People are just going for it's a less formal look than a polished granite.
Mm-hmm. Even Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a few years ago, we went from a high gloss finish to a matte finish, and that's kind of like a trend.
Yeah.
That's happening with a lot of different things. So, and is the quartz material, it's as strong as granite then?
It is, in the sense that it is a non-porous material. You don't have to worry about sealing a quartz. It's not going to stain, scratch, or etch. The only thing with a quartz that we advise our homeowners is the manufacturers say that it's heat resistant up to 350 degrees. So we're not going to advise you to put anything hotter than that directly on the counter, which you can do with the granite. From a maintenance standpoint, a quartz is an amazing material to put in your kitchen.
That's good. Low maintenance. That's
yes.
What everybody wants. You were talking about honing the material. What about leathering? I've been hearing about that a little bit, about making the countertops have a leathery look to it.
Yeah, that's just another finish that we bring some materials in from our suppliers that have already been leathered. But then we also have the capability of leathering slabs from our home office.
What does it look like? I mean, I know what leather looks like. Is it got grains and texture to it?
It does. Generally speaking, when you actually look at a leathered slab, it's just going to appear honed. Once you actually touch it, you can feel the texture. Now, we do have some materials where you really can actually see the grain actually protruding from other parts of the slab.
Mm-hmm. So certain parts, if you ran your hand across it, will feel a little bit more raised, and then you'll have some slight valleys.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I gotcha. And is that, can that be the honing and leathering? Can that be done on different types of countertop materials?
Yes, we can hone or leather any of our natural stones as well as the quartz.
Who's asking for that? Is it like interior designers representing their clients, or are homeowners actually coming in and requesting the leathering?
Homeowners are coming in. We'll have some designers that absolutely love a leathered finish, and they like to at least show their homeowners that as they're walking our warehouse. But we've got a lot of homeowners that are more and more coming in asking about the leathered finish.
Is there any other trends that you're seeing people asking for when they visit AGM Imports?
Trends as of right now, of course, marble, or the look of marble, the white and gray look, is still probably the highest trend that we're seeing. As far as just trends for AGM and what materials we're bringing in, we're definitely sticking towards purchasing as many pretty white marbles as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Quartzites, which is another natural stone to be compared with a granite. Quartzite does a pretty good job of achieving the look of marble. Has more veins, is less busy than granite. Generally speaking, lighter in color, too. Mm-hmm. And then quartz. We do have the occasional really cool granite that a homeowner will come in and fall in love with. It's, of course, up to their personal preference. And if they love a blue, we've got it there for them to see. Granites, I would say, definitely are not as trendy as the marble, quartzite, or quartz right now.
What's the most exotic, most expensive stone that AGM Imports has right now?
Right now, the most expensive stone that we have is a Calcutta Gold Premio. It's the whitest Calcutta that we have, and the vein pattern is what makes it so expensive.
Uh-huh.
I try to be educated on how my boss chooses the marbles from Italy. Now with marble and selecting especially the Calcutta and Carrera, it's the vein pattern. It's obviously that white background. That's what really is going to drive the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've basically you've got some quarries around the world that can crank out ubatuba like crazy, and there's a big supply of that, and so obviously the price is going to be lower on a volume type of stone versus maybe one of these more rare type of stones.
Right. When we have a homeowner come in and they ask us our pricing structure, we price our materials 1 to 5 stars. And I always let them know the price point has nothing to do with the quality of material. It's the supply and demand of it and where that material comes from, which is why this Calcutta Gold Premio is at the price point that it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about AGM Imports?
They can find us at agmimports.com. We have an Instagram page. They would like to check out some of our stones and inspirational photos and installed materials. That's AGM Imports, CHS is where they can follow us. And mm-hmm. They can also follow us on Facebook.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Emily Griffin with AGM Imports. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or set a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I set a home. You've
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.